situation, you'll know that the whole story is there in Scripture. The Bible contains the complete and divinely authorized biography of Jesus, and furnishes the complete guide to what you should do to become his disciple. Everything needed for your personal salvation is right there. But what I'm about to suggest as the starting point for our exploration is that all this knowing about Jesus actually gets in the way. Living our Christianity with 20/20 hindsight lands us in trouble in at least two ways. First of all, it lulls us into a false sense of security, that we're the winning team, that as Christians we'd recognize and know Jesus when he showed up. But even more problematically, this 20/20 hindsight takes away from us the key tool that we need to find and live the path today, to connect with this person that we seem to know so much about. This tool is our own power of inner recognition, and I will have much to say about it shortly. But, of course, we may be in a window of opportunity just here. We're living in an era in which the Christian monolith is breaking down. Some would say it's broken down already. Mainstream Christianity is steadily losing ground and membership. Across the board, between denominations and within them as well, forward movement seems to have slowed to a halt. In the violent polarization between left-wing and right-wing, between liberal and fundamentalist takes on reality, you see Christian communities tearing themselves to pieces over issues such as the blessing of homosexual unions, or women's ordination, or abortion rights, while the gospel call to tend the poor and speak truth to power goes increasingly unheeded. There's so much anguish and struggle within an institution which, even 50 years ago, was virtually, or virtuously, synonymous with the decent and proper conduct of society. And at the same time, there's a lot of new information out there, even gospels we didn't really know about before, like the Gospel of Thomas, discovered among the so-called Gnostic Gospels, the cache of ancient Christian texts found at Nag Hammadi in 1945. And there's a lot of speculation and revisioning emerging from these recent discoveries, some parts of it very solid and others downright flaky. In other words, we're living in an era right now which some would call a major paradigm shift, where there's an opportunity, as perhaps there hasn't been before, to really open up the core questions again and ask, what is it that we mean by Christianity? What is this filter that we're looking through? Who is this master that we profess and confess in our life as we call ourselves Christian? The angle of approach I will be using throughout this book is to see Jesus first and foremost as a wisdom teacher, a person who, for the moment setting aside the whole issue of his divine parentage, clearly emerges out of and works within an ancient tradition called wisdom, sometimes known as Sophia Perennis, which is in fact at the headwaters of all the great religious traditions of the world today. It's concerned with the transformation of the whole human being. Transformation from what to what? Well, for a starter, from our animal instincts and egocentricity into love and compassion. From a judgmental and dualistic worldview into a non-dual acceptingness. This was the message that Jesus, apparently out of nowhere, came preaching and teaching, a message that was radical in its own time and remains equally radical today. I'm mindful here of one of my favorite quotes attributed to the British writer G.K. Chesterton, who reportedly said, "Christianity isn't a failure, it just hasn't been tried yet." In this great cultural monolith that we call Christianity, which has guided the course of Western history for more than 2,000 years, have we really yet unlocked the power to deeply understand and follow this Jesus along the radical path he is calling us to? I realize that we'll be traversing some volatile territory here. Some of the material I'll be presenting will challenge your assumptions, even your most cherished assumptions. It's a new way of putting the pieces together. As we embark together on this journey into the unknown, it is important for you to trust your guide. So I want to begin by saying a little bit about who I am and how I've come to where I am on this path. The official version is that I am an Episcopal priest, a writer, and a retreat leader. I am also